It came and it went, and no one said a word. Did you? Did you even hear anything about it? Kind of sad, actually. We've had our celebration banner out almost 2 weeks. Right after the 20th of January, Mom's birthday, we start celebrating the next major holiday of the year, Groundhog Day, February 2. Big event at our house. But every year, fewer people seem to be honoring the unofficial holiday. That's kind of a slight, don't you think, to the 136-year-old Punxsutawney Phil, the rodent that's become the official mascot for the day. After all, during the bleak winter months that follow exciting end-of-the-year holidays, we have to find as much joy as possible. I submit to you Groundhog Day. There are a number of ways to celebrate with your family and friends. You can serve up some dirt pie, read a good Groundhog Day book together, craft cute little paper groundhogs, or watch Punxsutawney Phil scamper out and predict the weather on live stream TV from Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. But that's not all. Teach your kids about shadows and how they work, weather permitting, of course. Or teach the little ones the lost art of shadow puppet making. I mean, the list goes on and on. According to the official Punxsutawney Groundhog Club, Groundhog Day has a rich history. It started as a Christian religious holiday called Candlemas Day to bring a joyful second half of winter. I'm afraid to say my oldest son has never heard of Punxsutawney Phil. Where did I go wrong? He admitted it to me the other day. I was so surprised, I asked him to tell no one. And there's so much to know about the little critter. I might add, old, too. Phil's been around since 1887 and has outlived the next oldest groundhog 15 times over. According to Kate Erbland with Minute Media, it is groundhog punch that keeps Punxsutawney Phil so young. Did you know that Phil lives in the town library and has a wife named Phyllis, Phil and Phyllis? He speaks groundhoggese and was reportedly named after Prince Philip, you know, King Charles's father. Generally, groundhogs are great to have in your yard. When they dig, they expose deep, compacted soil to the atmosphere, feeding them oxygen that sustains roots, and they're also important intermediaries in the food chain. Primarily herbivores, groundhogs eat a variety of plants, including from people's gardens, but they also eat pests such as grubs, snails, and other insects. They even eat other small animals such as baby birds. They can cause serious structural damage when burrowing. Their tunnels break apart building foundations, and they chew through electrical wires and irrigation systems that seem to be in their way. So, hey, long live the groundhog, right? Anyway, we have to celebrate something in the dregs of winter, find some hope somewhere in the gray, white, masked, overcast bleariness of January and February. Why not celebrate the little varmint? Besides, Punxsutawney Phil's predictions are always correct, just sometimes misinterpreted. And according to his inner circle, he's known to be fiercely anti-prohibition. Come to think of it, now I know what may be in that groundhog punch. He's not old. He's pickled. So, drink up, rodent lovers. It's Groundhog Day all over again. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.